Hi everybody, let's get started with the Next Steps video.
Now we have completed Living Life God's Way, what's next?
Yeah, I love that question. Because part of that question is rooted in our view that we've done the course, so what's next? So first and foremost, I'd encourage you, what's next is never stop doing this course. Never stop doing Living Life God's Way. Never stop training in the basics. Because until you get this so deep in you that it penetrates every part of your life, then we haven't done it. We've understood part of it. And it's been a fantastic journey. So as a community, we'll do things next. But relative to this material, you'd never stop.
No. Put the audio on. Randomly play the audio at some point. When you get in your car, let this be your go-to audios. Let this be what's going into your kids as you drive your kids to sport or to school or whatever it is that you, as you drive to church. Put in one of these audios. These have been our go-to audios for a very long time. And the language has become our family's language. The concepts and the truths have become our family's truths. And I couldn't be more grateful to Dennis and Jan and Bruce and Gerald for encouraging and continuing to encourage those truths in our lives. And that's what we deeply desire for you too.
What does the lion and the lamb look like practically?
Oh, that's wonderful. And this is something we spoke at length about in our book study call, and we've been talking about in our family and with the facilitators. The thing about the lion and the lamb, the king and the priest, is this isn't an optional personality trait that we may have. You know, we're not either the lion or the lamb. We're not either the king or the priest. We are both. When Dennis talks about equipoise, he's talking about the lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. We are the lion and the lamb because this is the intrinsic nature of who our Saviour Jesus Christ is. And we are called to walk in his ways and to reflect his nature and his character. And so this is just such an important part of who we are as sons and daughters of the living God.
Yeah, we're created in his image. And if you look through the scriptures of Jesus in the New Testament, in the Gospels, you see him in one moment being the most compassionate, loving, caring person to the woman caught in adultery, and then whipping people in the temple for disobedience and turning tables over. That is the same person. He loves the people that are lost. He hates the religiousness of the world and things that are trying to keep people captivated and enslaved. But he did it seamlessly. He did it at the same moment sometimes. Mm-hmm. The greatest revelation of Peter, that you are the rock. And he celebrated it, and then he actually chastised Peter, or chastised the spirit, for saying, you're from the devil. So it's not, as Natalie said, it's definitely not one or the other.
No, we are called to be both. We need to walk with both of those natures dwelling within us. And the way we do that is to be infilled by the power of the Holy Spirit and to be listening to him. And he will direct us in which way we need to respond in every situation that we come across, whether it's waking up in the morning and gathering our family around us, whether it's going into the workplace, whether it's whatever it is that we are doing, the Holy Spirit will be leading us and guiding us. And if we hear him and obey him, we will know which one of those elements of Christ we need to be at any given moment. I really encourage everybody to really press into this, because there was a lot of confusion around this. And just remember, I really want to say it again, this is not a personality trait. This is not, I'm the lion, I'm the king, I'm the priest. It's not, you know, don't hang on to those things if that's what you've been doing. But really seek the Lord and seek some wonderful spiritual counsel around these so you can grow and get a much deeper understanding of what Dennis is talking about here.
Absolutely. And when you search scriptures, we'll automatically think the lamb is a pacifist and the lion is the aggressor. And that's how we'll read it. And if we read the priest as the pacifist, we're going to miss it, because being the priest, being the lamb of God, does not mean you're a doormat. It does not mean that you're not forceful in the kingdom. It's completely different. It's about loving people, protecting people, serving people as the priority. The king is about bringing a dominion in all areas of your life, in every area. And so I think even our wording gets us caught. So we need to search the scriptures, because I think we've got the wrong view when we hear these words.
How do we balance using biblical language like lamb, king, and ruler with language that isn't as provocative?
That's wonderful. This is something we've talked a lot about, and in various churches we've been in over the years, this has been sometimes an area of great contention or dynamic conversation. It is really important that we grasp and use and feel comfortable with the words that are used in Scripture. And if we are uncomfortable with the words that are used in Scripture, we need to study. We need to dig into these words. We need to dig into our response to these words. We need to seek counsel and conversation with people who have a greater understanding of the scriptures. And we need to really wrestle this through. There is a time and a place for using words, biblical scriptural words, and a time and a place for perhaps not using Christianese words. And I think you probably have a strong understanding of what I mean by that. Depending on who we're talking with, we most definitely adjust our language and the way we speak and the words that we use and the context with which we use those words. But it's really important when you are with your spouse, when you are with your family, when you are in your biblical community, that you are not afraid to use the words of our Holy Bible. We are not afraid to unpackage what they mean and to dig deep. And we shouldn't be afraid to go, actually, I don't know what that means. Can somebody help me here with that? I'm confused, or I'm just ignorant to what that meaning is.
Yeah, I think that's... We need to use the words when we're in training and we're in really searching and we're in community.
Mm.
And I'm thinking of a practical example. If you go to a dentist, they have specific names for all your teeth. L1, L2, all sorts of... And that's because when they're talking to the dentist assistant, they need to be very precise. Very, very precise. Now, when they tell me, when they finish the surgery, what's happened, they say, we took your front molar out. So they use a word that I understand, but in the middle of the procedure, they have to use the most precise words so there's no confusion.
Mm.
And so we must work at getting precise words amongst us so that when we're trying to go after a spiritual truth or destroy a speculation that's against the Word of God, we need to use precise words so that we can be accurate and we can be focused.
So we encourage you right now to sign up for the intensive in November. If you have not yet registered for that, now is the time to do it. So get off this audio, get off this video, and go and do that right now. It will be a great time for us to be together, and we have a wonderful special guest speaker in Dennis Peacock, who will be joining us on the Saturday of the intensive.
And between now and then, continue. Just keep going. This is a wonderful journey that will just never end. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
Bye.